Kingsbury Hall presents the Banff Film Festival, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. These spectacular films will take audiences to every corner of the world to experience beauty, thrills, and outdoor adventures. On February 25th, Radical Reels will feature a collection of the most high-adrenaline films from Banff stuffed into one action-packed night. Tickets and info at utahpresents.org.
I'm Henry Glasheen, Digital Content Coordinator for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. An acronym for Salt Lake Underground, Slug is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this episode, we'll be interviewing Salt Lake City rock band Starmie about the release of their latest and final album. Starmie are a five-piece rock band based out of Salt Lake City that have been together since 2001. The group's current lineup comprises Mike Sartain on vocals and guitar, John Lyman on bass, Sean McCarthy on the keys, Mike Sasich on guitar, and Dave Payne on drums. Through many lineup changes, the band has released six full-length albums, earning themselves praise in the local music community and even the Best Band of the Year from City Weekly in 2003. Before entering the Man vs. Music Studios last year to record a new album, the band decided that Heartbeat Breaks Glass will be their final album. Slug writer Kristen Porter sat down in the Soundwave studio to chat with Sartain and Payne about putting the album together and their decision to make it their last.
So it's been about 5 years since you've released an album. Mm-hmm. And so when did the writing for this album actually start?
I'm constantly writing music. I write every day, all week. And we just get together and play just for fun. It's not really under the name Starmie, but that's kind of my musical brand is Starmie. So me and my friends, the group members, get together every Sunday and we play just whatever I'm working on, kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm sort of in charge. But so it never really stopped is the answer. It when Blue Skies came out, it was just kind of, it kept going. We'd play every week or every other week, and we'd even change instruments. Like Dave played keyboard on Blue Skies and he plays drums on this one, so it's just ever evolving. But it's just my musical brand, so it's like it doesn't stop.
I'm just, Mike's my pal, so whatever he wants to play, I'll play.
Okay.
Not everything.
Yeah.
There's that one song.
You're like, that's
I'll
stupid.
But I play the drums.
Yeah, so you switched it up.
Yeah. After he kicked his brother off the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked him out because yeah. he was on his phone too much.
Yeah.
How do you hear that?
Change it up a little bit. Well, Heartbeat Breaks Glass, from what I've noticed from listening to the album, is a lot more focused than Blue Skies. It's a little bit more poignant in comparison. So what sort of led to this creative shift?
To be honest, I probably just settled down mentally. I got married in between the two. I stopped drinking so much. Maybe I grew up a little bit. Personally, I think everyone did during that time, right? Dave, you had Dave's girls were growing up, so like
yeah,
responsibility kind of.
Just when you get older, you just want to write more serious songs.
That's something I
it's
definitely
not about
noticed.
Excitement anymore.
Okay.
It's about getting it off your chest.
It yeah. starts as like you just want to yell what's inside you at the audience or onto a CD or whatever, and then it turns into you calmly explaining what's inside you to the older people sitting on chairs in the audience.
The new album's totally, the new album is still totally rambunctious. He wrote all these songs to be really soft,
mm-hmm.
and they would have been softer and more delicate if we didn't have to go to a big studio and record it.
Well, it seems like about every other song, it'll weave in and out from one that's a little bit more upbeat into one that's a little bit softer and more focused.
They all would have been soft.
Really?
Yeah. If we would have recorded it at home or something.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was we went to Mike Sasich, who's in the band now.
Mm-hmm.
He plays guitar, and he's the engineer, and he's produced it, sort of. And he ended up playing a lot on the album, and he's kind of a rocker. So
mm-hmm.
it kind of, everything sort of went a little more aggressive than we initially planned, but it turned out so good that it's like...
He's got a big studio, too. It's
yeah.
really hard to get delicate, soft sounds in a big studio.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes crazy.
It
end
just,
up with
yeah.
so many tracks and you blow it up and make it sound all rock and roll.
Yeah.
That totally happened.
Yeah, well, the production sounds great on it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really good.
In no way am I saying it's turned out bad. It's just turned out a little different than we thought, but it turned out amazing. So.
Yeah. And so I had read in City Weekly that this will be your last album after playing together for 15 years. So kind of curious what led to that decision.
Well, piggybacking on that idea of the soft stuff, it's the last big album, like big produced.
It's
we
the last
spent a lot
time
of
we'll
money
spend
on
that
it.
Much money making in the nice studio.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It'll be, you know, stuff we put on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, like lo-fi stuff. But we'll never stop, ever.
Okay.
And we'll still play shows here and there. We usually if we play one show a year, we can get a really good crowd and have a blast with all our older buddies. And
there's another issue with making albums too. When you get older, back in the day, you could make an album. Well, first of all, back in the day, you didn't have that much money to spend on an album.
Yeah.
How much did it cost, Mike?
$3,500.
So, when we were younger, there's no way we could. We didn't have that kind of money. But when you're older, you kind of have.
I can pull it off.
Deeper pockets.
Yeah.
But also, when you're younger, you can play shows and sell your album, and you could actually. I mean, over a year, maybe you could make that much money. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, 5 years ago. It's a changing world.
To make another album like that and spend another $3,000 would just be like throwing $3,000 down the toilet. Because you don't need to make CDs. You just need to make songs for fun, and no one's going to buy it.
There's a lot of resources.
Can't play shows all the time. Stuff like that.
And this is really broad.
No one pays you for shows.
But there's no one listens to music anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, it's old style. Music is old style. It's because of Netflix.
He's got this idea that everyone's entertained in a different way because of the internet and Netflix, that music is becoming obsolete.
Right.
I disagree, but the problem is it's hard to get people to download local music or any music.
It's not sellable. It's not a product.
And it's not even, beyond the point of making money off of it. We sold a lot of CDs. We made 200. We sold almost half of them, close to half of them at the show, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's impressive.
But we put it directly on Bandcamp and we're promoting it. Go to Bandcamp and download the CD. It's only $5 or $3 or something ridiculous. One person downloaded it, which is the important thing. To me, you have to be doing some sort of other activity to enjoy the music and you don't just sit at your computer and go, Bandcamp, let's listen to the song and hold on to your cat or whatever.
Right, right.
If you're jogging or doing the dishes, you're listening to something. And it's kind of a shame that no one's downloaded it, because that's when I think music's important, is when you're involved in something else mentally.
It's hard to identify with it if you don't have it as a real thing in your life. So when it just comes out the speaker and disappears, it's invisible.
Right.
So no one's gonna download
it. No matter if it was me saying these beautiful words like live today like it's your last, or even if it was the Bible on tape, no one would listen to it. They'd still be like, in one ear, out the other. Great. Don't harm your neighbor.
So the times have changed is the point.
Right.
Exactly. So that's the long answer to why it's the last album.
Okay.
Because there's not going to be such thing as an album.
Like the last physical album.
Yeah. For anybody.
Okay. So will you continue to write music under the name Starmie, or will you pursue? Okay.
Well, I have a tattoo, and I invented the word. So it'll, for as long as I have a human body, we'll do Starmie music.
So. Okay.
And so it's all the same. It's all connected.
Okay. Going back to kind of the end of the physical CD, do you feel nostalgic about that, or do you feel like you're kind of closing the chapter of a book and moving forward in a different way?
You can be broad about it.
Did you ever see the movie Prometheus?
Yes.
Well, I watched it the other day, and everyone on the movie is just a total asshole. They're so selfish and so self-centered, and they don't care about each other at all. And they have no connections at all. And it occurred to me that it's the future. It's after about 100 years of Netflix and Facebook, so there's no culture anymore. In that movie, I just noticed that detail. I don't think that's really what they're trying to do. But that's what I thought. I'm internalizing a chapter that was a pretty shitty chapter in our culture, where there's only one Michael Jackson and people listen to him, and there's kind of less artists, everyone has to kind of project their artistry onto superstars, to this stage where there's not even such thing as art anymore, but every person can be an artist.
Right.
So I make music for myself. That's what we're gonna. That's what Mike's gonna have to start doing now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's so I'm. I think it's. I think it's better.
The fifth installment of Slug's all-local Death by Salt music compilation series is on sale now, featuring 13 exclusive tracks plucked from Utah's garage rock, psych, and punk communities on psychedelic multicolored vinyl. Death by Salt 5 is a chronicle of Utah's diverse music scene. For more information, visit deathbysalt.com.
So how long do you think you'll continue to play shows for after this, and how frequently?
So the tentative plan is to, if we fit with an opening band, like as an opener, as an opening band, like say if Nirvana was still around there.
Well, he's got his little brother runs the club, so we have a secret.
So
way to
we're
going to
open up for bigger bands, but not beg our old friends to, or we have young friends to come to the show. Mm-hmm. And then once a year, we'll probably do a big show.
Okay.
And try to sell the rest of the 200 CDs that we have left to offset the cost of the album.
Okay.
So that's the answer, yeah.
That makes sense. All right. So is there anything currently on the musical horizon? Are you working on new songs, moving forward with that?
Like I said before, I have 5 new songs already. It's awesome. Crazy. Will they ever see the light of day in any form? Maybe not, but they might.
We might record them. Just as soon as we have a show, we'll probably have to go play them.
Yeah,
and then once we play them, we'll have to record them somehow. I know how they'll exist. They'll exist on a CDR.
They'll exist on the internet in the cloud of weirdness.
Mike's car, on my computer actually.
Yeah,
that's where they'll exist.
Anything else?
If anybody's listening to this. Can go to the Bandcamp site, please go ahead and download the new album. If you can't afford it, I'll make it free. I'm gonna make it free anyways, sooner anyways.
It's not free already? Is it like $6 or something?
It's like $3. It went from 7 to 5 to 3, and no, it's like, who cares? The album's so good though, I just remember.
You just do zero
it.
And
yeah,
name
it's
your
awesome.
Price on zero.
Alright, well thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to a track from Starmie's latest album, Heartbeat Breaks Glass, which came out January 9th. This song is called Despite the Pixels on the Sun.
Thank you. love is real and no one has to know. Expands forever, forever it grows.
You just heard Despite the Pixels on the Sun from Starmie's 2016 album, Heartbeat Breaks Glass. You can download a copy of their album for just $7 at starmie.bandcamp.com. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, John Ford, and myself, Henry Glasheen. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design was by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.